Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Matt's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 163 for October 4th, 2006. Senseo! And now, get ready for Dick! Ah, Wednesday's here. That means we're halfway through the week. And I always, there's something about the Wednesday gadget I just enjoy so much. Let's check in with the little old gadget maker, him, Dick DiBartolo. Hello. Hello, Dick. Yes.
Hello. Yeah. And yes, you're going to like today's gadget because I believe you know or perhaps own one of the Philips Senseo coffee pot makers.
Yeah, we had a Senseo. I think it was before Philips bought them. They sent one to call for help, and we loved it so much. And then that caffeine junkie Adam Sessler took it. And if you notice that he's a little off the wall on his show.
I was going to say, he must double pod it, right?
Double.
He
goes through pods like you never wouldn't. I actually wrote to Senseo and said, could you send us a case of pods? Because Adam has already drunk all of our coffee. Tell the folks what it is.
Well, okay. Well, I'll tell them what it is and then how they just put out a new one. The Senseo is it's a coffee pot where if you want to quickly make a cup of coffee or two sort of small cups of coffee, you fill it with water, turn it on. It takes about a minute and a half to heat up. And then they sell coffee pods. And you can put one pod in for a single cup or two pods in for two cups. You close the lid, and it actually forces the water through the pods under pressure. So the coffee comes out with crema, sort of like one of those steam coffee
like
makers.
An espresso.
Do it.
And don't you notice that it's the smoothest cup of coffee you ever had?
It's neat. It's really
it's so
neat.
Smooth. And I think it's because it's going through that pod.
Yeah. And it does it very. And if you leave it on and you want another cup of coffee, you get it in 30 seconds because the water is already warm. And the original one, I believe, was $69.
And then you buy the pods. A lot of people make the pods now. It's a standard.
Yeah.
You don't have to buy
and you know what? Someone sent me an email. Unfortunately, I get so many emails, but it was for a gadget that lets you put your favorite ground coffee into this device.
Make a pod.
And I just made that up. But you want to know something? At the Gourmet Show, there was a company where you could make your own pods.
Oh.
And after the show, I wrote them and said, you know, is there a sample ready yet? And they said, not yet, because we don't have UL approval yet.
Gadget Warehouse.
But this.
I smell a gadget.
That's very funny. Yeah, that's very funny. No, this company makes a little thing where you put ground coffee in it, and then the whole device goes into the Senseo.
Oh, I see. It's a thing. It's a pod itself, kind of.
It's almost a pod itself, yeah. And I believe it's a permanent pod.
A permanent pod.
Well, I live in a permanent pod. It's rent control. I have a rent control pod.
You're like a Japanese businessman. You live in your pod.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the Senseo has been out now for 2 years. It came out in 2004. And this month, since it's now October, they have come out with the Senseo Supreme.
Supreme.
Actually, they made a couple of nice changes.
It's Supreme, for one thing.
It's Supreme. It's Supreme.
Yes.
It's absolutely Supreme.
That's right there. That's a start.
The bottom of it is stainless steel, so it looks really nice.
Mm-hmm.
The unit itself is still plastic, but same color plastic as the lower unit, so it looks like it's all stainless steel.
Ooh.
A bigger reservoir so that you can now fill it less.
I think bigger reservoirs are very good because otherwise you're constantly going to the sink with the reservoir.
Yes, yeah. And they did something else clever. With the original one, the reservoir locked into place. But then when you wanted to fill it again, it was kind of hard to get it out of place.
Right.
And then with the new one, I kept trying to force it in and going, this doesn't lock. And then I realized, oh, they've eliminated the lock.
It just comes right out.
Mm-hmm. So after I replaced it, I didn't break it. So now 33% more water. But, Leo, you can now – it has a little LED, a little glowing blue LED at the top. So if you want a larger cup of coffee, you can do it. You can now – it used to only make 4-ounce cups of coffee. Now it makes 6-ounce.
Yeah, see, because 4 is kind of small.
It was a little small. What I would just do is make the double cup
right.
and just drink it all myself.
Right.
So now, and they've added a couple of new coffees. One of them tastes very good. I know it got to have chemicals in it because it's...
Because it tastes good?
It's a cappuccino.
Oh.
And the milk is in there.
How do they do that?
It's a double high pod with a divider in there so that the cream...
A double high pod.
Double high pod.
And that's how you'll feel when you drink it.
That's right. But that's great for me, like down the boat, where I run down there and I want a cup of coffee, but I don't have milk handy.
You could put it all in the thermos and it's ready to go.
Well, no, I'm just going to get a Senseo for down there.
There's a good idea.
Yeah.
Just make
and
it
they have
down
a new,
there.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to keep milk in the, yeah, I mean, you can't do that because it would go bad.
Very good. Very
Thank you.
Good. This is sort of like also a technology lesson. Milk goes bad.
It goes bad.
Who knew?
When you kept at the dock
right.
for too
you know,
long.
Can you hang on a second? I just want to put my milk in the refrigerator.
You might want to note that.
That might be why I've been replacing my milk so often. And when the heat comes up, I replace it even more. But this is a good hint. Milk refrigerator.
Yes. Yes.
And the second blend they have is called Sumatra,
ooh,
which is a very rich coffee, and it has my favorite kind of coffee beans, Arabica.
I like Arabica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like Jessica Arabica.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I thought Arabica was that little thing that Chinese people use, but I
to add up the cost of your Senseo.
To add up the cost of the Senseo.
You know, it's funny. The Senseo actually has a long tradition in podcasts, or as we call them now, netcasts, because Apple's suing. Not me, but you know, in general. So Adam Curry, who does the Daily Source Code, which was kind of one of the earliest netcasts, did Senseo ads very early on. They were smart.
You know,
they knew that the people listening to the netcasts are kind of coffee nuts.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So they were doing pods as podcasts.
It's a Senseo podcast.
Yeah.
See, Apple's in trouble now because Senseo has been pods. No, 2004, they haven't.
Yeah.
Shoot.
See? Yeah.
They might be in
and
trouble.
They didn't. They don't. If they come out with a pod that plays music,
they're in deep.
They're
trouble.
In big trouble. They're in big trouble.
You know, I've been drinking pod coffee as well, but I'm using espresso pods. You know that there are two kinds of pods. There's the brewed coffee pod, like a Senseo, and there are ESE, single serving espresso pods.
Now that's a totally different pod.
It's a different kind of machine. Yeah, you cannot mix. And I have one called Francis. Maybe I'll do it for a gadget someday. It's from Ely, but you know, for an office, these pods are so great. Whether it's Senseo or the ESEs, because you don't have grounds, you don't have a mess. It's just really a great way to go, I think.
Yeah,
I think my coffee pot just gurgled. I think my coffee is done. Every time you do this, you make me want a cup of coffee.
Oh, okay. Well, me too. But my coffee pot is in a different room.
Do you drink a lot of coffee?
I do. Well, I don't know what you call a lot of coffee. 5 or 6 cups a day.
That's a lot of coffee.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, a couple of, like a 1,000 milligrams of caffeine. But see, you're used to it. If I drank that, I'd have a heart attack.
Oh, well, you drink tea, right?
I drink tea, yeah. Which has caffeine in it, but it's a lighter caffeine. And I confess, I got this espresso machine for visitors. I've been kind of hitting it myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the beginning.
It
That's
is.
That's the beginning
yeah.
of the end.
It started with one pod. I now have a six pod a day habit. Now, and by the way, I'm eating the pods. I'm actually not brewing them. I just eat it straight.
Oh, wow.
Is that okay?
That is bad. That's a bad sign. That's a very bad sign.
Yeah. Mm.
I would eat the cappuccino pods because at least you'll get some calcium.
Or whatever that chemical is.
Teflon. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, it goes right through you. So do we have a letter of the day?
We do have a letter of the day, and let me get it here. Ta-da. Okay. And
it feels so barren without the jingle.
Without the jingle. Well, wait a minute. Well, because we don't have a commercial doesn't mean that we can't have a jingle.
I don't know. Right? I was kind of sick of the jingle. Should I bring the jingle back?
Oh, well, we'll have people write us in and tell us no. Oh, now.
Yeah, tell us. Do you like the jingle or not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll have a little vote.
George from the UK,
George.
You must be behind on your listening because he says, Dick, and it's funny because this just came in 15 minutes ago. Dick, greetings from the UK. I love the show. Keep up the excellent work. I found a great gadget for the GizWiz. It's an MP3 player.
Yes.
It plugs into your cigarette lighter.
Oh.
And it translates the audio through the FM radio.
That sounds
Here's
familiar.
A link.
Yeah.
Yes. The link is to the very gadget we did last Wednesday, 1 week ago today.
Well, he's reading our minds.
He's reading. Oh, okay. That's very, very
he's
nice.
He's reading our minds.
Okay.
Now, I have a choice on the Senseo. You know, I've been lately putting the album art in there. And by the way, I put the album art of that cigarette lighter thing in there so people could see it. So he has no excuse.
Right.
Now, I'm at the Senseo page. I was going to put the Senseo Supreme in there. But right on the front page, there's a woman in a bathtub having a cup of coffee. I'm thinking that might be a better ad.
Oh, that's funny.
For the Senseo.
We should do that.
Do you ever drink coffee in the bath?
No.
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 Well, it could be worse. You could be in the shower.
I know you're going to laugh at me.
Yes.
I used to make coffee in the bathroom.
No, you didn't.
Yes.
You did?
For a very... You see... You immediately you go, this kid's weird. But.
Yes.
I live in a New York City apartment.
Yes.
I don't have 10 trillion volts of power coming in like you probably have.
I have 10 trillion volts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can only run one major appliance in any room because each room only has a 15 amp fuse.
Oh.
I have the Capresso coffee team therm, which I use when I want 6 or 8 cups of coffee.
Yes.
I'm really.
You make a full thermos when you got to write one of those Mad Magazine articles or something. Yeah.
I don't want to run around plugging and unplugging pots. So I keep one plugged in the kitchen. I have the microphone, the microwave plugged in the living room.
Yes.
And a secondary coffee pot plugged in the bathroom.
Goodness gracious.
I can have all three appliances run at the same time without blowing a fuse.
You crack me up.
Okay? I do not consume the coffee in the bathroom, although...
You make it in the bathroom.
I make it in the bathroom. But it would be a good place to consume it because it would be one less place to go after you drink it.
It could be I've misunderstood this photo, that she's not, in fact, drinking the coffee. She's merely tasting it after having made it and is about to leave the bathroom. Of course, that doesn't explain the bubbles and her nudity. But... I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
Do you have the chrome one?
Yes, that's what we're
beautiful.
Talking about.
I'm just looking at the picture. It's gorgeous.
It's stainless. Yeah.
Well, and that's important if you make stuff in the bathroom.
Yeah.
This.
Absolutely.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Now, the new suggested retail of the new one is, I think, $169.
But I see it on Amazon for $129. So you could shop around and get a better
You can
price.
Shop around. Yeah. And the other thing is, it says to run the water through it once. I would run the water through it 3 or 4 times because I did get a taste of, you know, when an appliance is new.
The brand new, yeah.
Brand
you,
new,
no, yeah, I always do that. Yeah.
So just run the water through several times.
And a good place, by the way, to go, if you're interested in all of this stuff, there's a website. And I mentioned when we were talking about the Capresso last time.
Yes.
Singleservecoffee.com. It's a pod coffee site.
Wow.
And
for singles only, or can people who are
anyone? It talks
even
about
if you're married.
Even if you're married. Although if you're married, you might want to stay away from the bun. But no, that's a very popular coffee maker. They have Senseo. They've got buns. They've got the Keurig, which a number of people said they love the Keurig. The Keurig does tea, flavored coffees, does a variety of stuff. And they also do
tea flavored coffee?
Yum.
What is the point?
The thing, yeah.
If you want tea flavored coffee, why did you use a tea bag?
I think that, well, you can actually. The Keurig does teas. You put the little, they're called K-cups.
Oh, it does.
K-cups.
It goes.
They're called K-cups.
If they don't tease me. Go ahead.
The only thing that worries me about those, I have to say, is there's a lot of waste. I mean, at least with these pods, it's just paper and coffee.
Right.
But these are plastic things and they got a hole punched it and all that stuff. So I'm a fan of the ESE stuff because I like espresso. And Capresso also makes an ESE maker, I believe. So maybe we should try that. Yeah.
Okay. I
thought, yeah. This is the new thing, is this single serve, pods. Because there are a lot of lonely geeks. I don't know.
Okay. So now, to take us out of our misery.
Yes.
I'll do one more letter. Because we didn't do a letter yesterday. That's why I have one letter.
There's an extra letter in
my apartment. I was saying, why do I have an extra letter? And I said,
it's that crowded in your apartment that if there's one extra letter, like.
Oh, yeah. I'm saying, wait a minute. This stack of papers.
It's too tall.
Is too high. This piece of paper belongs on the red stack.
Of course. Yeah. He's so organized.
Oh, I'm terribly organized.
Yes.
I bet if the phone rang, I could find it in by the third ring.
Find
okay.
What?
My phone.
Oh.
Don't you ever?
You got me. You totally got me. I'm going right along down that path.
Right.
Very
no, don't
nice.
You, don't you ever call your own? Don't you ever get your cell phone to call your regular phone
so
you can find your phone?
Yeah, or vice versa. Yeah, these cordless phones.
Absolutely,
yeah,
absolutely.
We need a new gadget. Help us find the cordless phones.
Yeah. Well, actually, a lot of the charger bases do have find remote.
But yeah, they got that
the charger
page
base
thing.
Is buried, then right. You're dead. hey, Dick, I listen to the podcast every day.
You ever lose your charger base?
I have.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I haven't lost it.
Checking.
But I mean, it's like
somewhere.
It's under stuff.
Can't you just go to the wall and follow the wire to the charger?
I did. That's what I do.
Okay.
But in some cases, it goes behind the cabinet, and then I'm really dead.
Excuse me. Bless you.
Thank you.
Yes.
No. One day, I was very excited because I thought I was on the way to the base, and I got there, and it was the back of my computer. It was a modem line. I was so disappointed.
You could do a TV show, in search of Dick's phone. Where is it today?
Since I sneezed, I have to blow my nose.
Okay. There we go.
That's the first time in...
It is.
100 and how many what podcast numbers?
God only knows. I don't think I can count that high. 163.
That's the first time I've blown my nose on a podcast, Leo, in history.
It is.
In history.
Absolutely. It is,
okay.
It is the first time in history.
For me.
For him. Not
Dick,
for anybody. Some people have already blown their nose.
I bet.
Yes. Sorry.
Dear Dick.
Yes.
Did you ever read my letter? No. Dear Dick.
Yeah.
I used to. No, dear Dick. I listen and enjoy the podcast daily.
Yes, I do.
I'm dead now because I wrote my letter 5 years ago.
Well, rest in peace. We'll send you your very own autographed Mad magazine to read in the cemetery.
Right, exactly. We'll burn it here so you can put it right in with your ashes.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. Last chance. Dear Dick.
Yes, Dick.
I listen and enjoy the podcast daily. I'm writing to you because the letter song that Leo sings is very familiar. When I first heard it, it was from The Late Show with David Letterman.
Right.
According to the following website, and he gives it, it was stolen from the Perry Como show.
Right.
Since it was already stolen, I guess you don't have to worry about using it on your show.
No, that's all the stuff we do. We only steal stuff that's already been stolen.
That's what I think one of our slogans is.
Yeah.
Is we use things that are pre-stolen.
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 Our slogan was stolen from somebody who stole it.
Who's exactly?
Our
and
jingle.
Our theme was stolen, and that was from Corey Bow. Oh my God, Taiwan!
Oh, we have listeners all over.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, all over.
Holy.
Yeah. Well, they have to listen in Taiwan and know what to steal for next year.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
I think.
I don't know. I shouldn't say that. I don't mean steal. That's. I mean. That's such a
acquire.
Just as we borrow from those who have come before us, so often these Taiwanese manufacturers may borrow an idea from an existing gadget to duplicate.
Correct.
The podcast that dribbled on.
The podcast that would not end.
We'll be back tomorrow. We'll see you later, Dick.
Okay, bye. I'll be here.
D-A-I-L. Why, it's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.